Music in school was the only way that I was exposed to music, how I learned music.
I was not the best student, but I was always in the band room, always in the music, because I felt like it gave me a challenge. It gave me a purpose when I was in there.
Not only music itself, but the actual teachers of it, they're like amazing. Like, I would not be in college right now if it wasn't for them. They kept me motivated to keep going and keep pushing.
Several Hutch Tech High School alumni came to Wednesday night's board meeting after hearing through their peers certain music classes were no longer being offered.
We want to commend the students for their passion and for their eloquence, the way they spoke about the issue. We share your points.
That's Superintendent Kreiner Cash, who says he and the board are relentless advocates for music and arts education.
I've never cut music and arts anywhere I've ever been, and haven't done it here.
It's true, from an overall district perspective, the Buffalo Public Schools have not cut music and arts staffing. According to board member Larry Scott, they increased by 5 music teachers and 4 art teachers. But most teachers, parents, and students who have recently spoken out are not upset because of the threat of overall position cuts. Their concern is the allocation of resources. Several schools in Buffalo don't have music teachers on site, including Leonardo da Vinci High School and McKinley High School. While each have an art class, those supporting litigation believe not having both does not follow state regulations. Cash acknowledged there are still some gaps in high school and says they will continue to address those issues.
There are some rather confusing state education requirements around the difference between having a comprehensive band and ensembles and the time that you need to schedule and require classes for getting credit for the rehearsals for those programs. That is something that I would like us to understand better.
Hutch Tech, which has 2 music teachers on site, has received criticism for not having music programs in the schedule and recently removing jazz band before school. Hutch Tech principal Dr. Marchetto says there have been miscommunications across the board.
People are using the word cut, and the Hutch Tech band program is the same band program that has been offered for years and years and years, well before me.
The Hutch Tech band program of years past, run by former teacher Ben Boyer, would work with students before and after school. Marchetto says it takes a creative scheduling process to make things work.
I know it's not easy, I admit that. Our former band teacher somehow became a master at this, and kids were constantly rotated throughout their courses so that they weren't missing the required courses, but that they could work with the gen ed teachers in order to schedule kids for lessons and for whatever groups that they were instructing.
This has led to a gray area where former Hutch Tech students like Ariana Jones say they received a music credit for their Regents degree by having a 1-minute period in the schedule known as 13th period.
13th period, it wasn't really a period. It was more so to fit a class that didn't fit into the schedule, so to speak. It was either to be held either before school or after school or during your lunch or during a study hall, really whenever you could go.
Jones says the only way they could get their credit for band was through this process, with no band classes available during normal school hours. Recent Hutch Tech grad Jaden Minter says chorus has had a place in the schedule in the past, but was removed from its set time during period 3 while he was in school. He says he eventually faced questions about if he would receive credit for the class.
Nobody meets in unity. Everybody meets in separate times. And even while this was happening senior year, they were putting my credit into question, even though I've been doing it since junior year.
This is where the Teachers Federation and the district disagree. One side saying this kind of scheduling is normal for a technical school like Hutch Tech, and thus they are compliant with state regulations, while the other believes these schools need art and music classes during everyday school hours. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.